Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Some temptations in life we fall for, then think we've learned our lesson. But they show up again, and we're just as weak as the last time. Down we go again. Frustrating, isn't it? It reminds us that we, in ourselves, need the help of God to fend off our enemy. This is exactly what happened with Abraham in Genesis chapter 20. He was considerably older than when he was tempted to tell a half-truth about his wife in Egypt. His scheme was to let on that Sarah was his sister, not his wife, so no one would be tempted to kill him to have her. He explained, quote, "She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, and she became my wife." Verse 12. The plan backfired in Egypt, so why not try it again with the king of Gerar, a region southwest of Hebron near the Mediterranean coast? Sure enough, the king of Gerar took Sarah, perhaps as a way to make an alliance with the wealthy and powerful chieftain Abraham. It usually isn't a good idea to think the worst about someone, just what Abraham did on this occasion. But again the Lord stepped in, and that night told the king in a dream that he was in big trouble, quote, "because of the woman whom you have taken, for she is a man's wife." Verse 3. Abimelech, the king, rebuked Abraham for his duplicity. And you know how the patriarch tried to excuse himself? Quote, "because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place." Verse 11. Oh, I see. Well, what about your fear of God and trust that he would fulfill his promise to give you a son? Could someone in Gerar kill you before that happened? Remember, believers are immortal until God has accomplished his will in us. James 4:15 says, quote, "you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that." Isn't it great to be safe in his hands?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.